也是在主宝贝的名下聚集的时候
，Brothers and sisters, every time as we gather in His precious name,
我实在深深的感觉，实在是神的大怜悯。
I truly feel deeply that this is because of the greatness of His mercy.
实在是神莫大的恩典。
It is the unsearchable grace of His.
让我们在这个末了的时代，能够常常聚在他的面前。
That enables us to meet before Him often at the very end time.
一同来听他的话。
And together we come to hear Him.
一同来听神在这个末了时代要向我们、向他的儿女说他那个永远荣耀的心意。
To come to listen to the eternal glorious will of God at the end time to His children.
所以我想刚才那首诗歌实在代表我们的心声。
So the hymn which is sung truly represents our heart.
让我们的心真是渴慕、盼望，时时活在神的面前。
Let all of our hearts long to live all the time in His presence.
好，早晨我们请弟兄姊妹，我们一同打开神的圣经，我们来读啊《约翰福音》第五章。
This morning, brothers and sisters, would you please turn your Bible to the Gospel according to John chapter 5.
我们读二十五节。
We will read verse 25.
约翰福音第五章二十五节。
John chapter 5, verse 25.
我实实在在地告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。使人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
Most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
好，我们照着圣经次序再读第五章的三十九节到四十节。
Now we're going to read from, Verse 39 to 45.
第五章三十九到四十节，你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。四十节，然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
We just now follow sequence in the Lord's words. We will read verse 39. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life.And these are they which testify of me. But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life.
约翰福音第六章六十三节。
Chapter 6, verse 63.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
It is the spirit.Who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life.
好，我们请再读希伯来书第一章。
Hebrews chapter 1.
第一节到第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借他创造诸世界。
God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the world.
这里说到神在古时向众先知说话，借着众先知再把他的话传达给他的百姓。
Here we read that in time past, God spoke to His people through the prophets, who delivered words to them.
那么在这个末世呢，神借着他儿子，在他儿子里头向我们说话。
And in this end time, in His Son, through His Son, He spoke to us.
那么这句话我们看见一个真理，就是说众先知好说话的那个光，好像一个光束，全部都对准聚焦到一个点上，聚焦到一个人的身上。
And here, we, from what we read, we see that all the light given out by the prophet totally focused on this one person.
就是在神儿子耶稣基督的身上。
And focus on this Son of God, Jesus Christ.
好，我们再读《使徒行传》十三章。
Acts 13.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
使徒行传十三章二十七节。耶路撒冷居住的人和他们的官长，因为不认识基督，也不明白每安息日所读众先知的书，就把基督定了死罪，正应了先知的预言。那个每安息日所读众先知的书，这个原文是声音。
Verse 27, Acts 13. For those who dwell in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they did not know him, nor even the voices of the prophets which are read every Sabbath, have fulfilled them in condemning him. Chinese version says, the books of the prophets, but in its original, it is the voices of the prophets.
早晨，我们真是求父将那世人智慧启示的灵赏给我们。
This morning, we really ask the Father to grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
使我们真知道耶稣基督。
So that we would truly know the Christ Jesus.
使我们认识他，明白他要向我们所说的。
So we will know and understand the very word He wants to speak to us.
能够听见神儿子的声音。
To be able to hear the voice of the Son of God.
我们刚才读的《使徒行传》二十七节，十三章二十七节这里。
Now the verse Acts 13:27, which we just read.
如果我们把《使徒行传》读完，我们知道这个地方包括了非常广泛的历史背景。
If you finish the whole book, you would understand that right here it includes such broad historical background.
就着这一节来讲呢，这节经文来讲，我们看见说，它直接的指向耶路撒冷人和他们的官长。
As to this verse, it specifically points to the rulers and people in Jerusalem.
这里说他们不认识基督，也不明白每安息日所读众先知的声音。
Here the verse says they did not know Christ, nor even.The voices of the prophets which are read every Sabbath.
如果他们能够从这些他们熟悉的话语当中，他们所熟悉的这些事物当中得到益处的话，
If they had been profited by all the familiar words and events surrounding them,
他们就不会把耶稣基督钉十字架。
They would not have crucified Jesus Christ, the Lord.
我们读到多少年来，在每逢安息日的时候，他们都听见所读的众先知的声音。
For so many years, on every Sabbath, they just heard the voices of the prophets.
但是他们终究不能领会，不明白。
However, to the very end, they could not understand or know it.
所以他们所行的，与众先知所说的。
Therefore, what they did was contrary to the voices of the prophets.
当然，我们也看见这里神主宰的权柄，神的管理，所以又应验了众先知的话。
However, here we see the sovereign rule and the very administration of God, and everything happened to fulfill the prophet's word.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里让我们读到一个重大严肃的一个见解。
So, brothers and sisters, right here, we read such a grand and somber a warning.
就是说一件事，一个信息，可以反复的讲。
That is, the very thing or one matter could be repeated time again.
我们可以反复的听见。
And we could repeatedly hear it.
但是我们不认识它的意义。
However, we do not fathom the real meaning.
所以这个结局是相反的。
Therefore, the very end is contrary to what it's meant to be.
本来我们是应当得的建立。
Supposedly, we should be built up.
反而我们看见耶路撒冷反而被智慧衰败。
But in the end, we see people at Jerusalem, they corrupted and they decayed.
我们说关键是他们漏掉了众先知的声音。
So the crux of the matter is that they have lost the voices of the prophets.
他们对其中的意义他们不能领会，所以带来了灾祸。
They could not understand the meaning of the prophets. In the end, the disasters came upon them.
那么我们说众先知的声音是什么意思呢？
Then we have to ask, what are the voices of the prophets?
众先知的声音，我们说到，在众先知所说的话以外。
That tells us that apart from the words spoken by the prophets.
在众先知所说的信息之外。
Apart from the messages of the prophets.
还有一个弦外之音。
There is some overtone to that.
还有神那个活泼生命的话语。
Because there is still this God's living life.Words.
很多时候可能我们听见了很多话语
Many times when we heard so many words
听了很多的信息
So many messages
但是这个话语这个信息背后它里面的那个含义我们没有明白
But we did not get to the very message and meaning behind all these words
它里头圣灵要传递的那个声音我们没有听见
And we do not hear the very voice that the Holy Spirit tries to convey
所以人可以每一周每一周的听。
Therefore, people could listen to the same thing week after week.
一个月一个月的听。
Month after month.
一年一年的过去。
Year after year.
但是仍然听不见那个声音。
But still, we do not hear that voice.
今天这个末了时代，这个正是我们的见解。
Today, at this very end time, truly, this is our warning.
我们需要听见。众先知的声音。
That is, we need to hear the voices of the prophets.
我们需要听见神儿子的声音。
We must hear the voice of the Son of God.
众先知到底说了什么？
Then, what do all the prophets say?
问题还不在于众先知所表达的那个字句。
It's not a matter of the literal words that all these prophets uttered.
还有众先知所说话的那个方式。
Or the way the prophet presented the messages.
我们要问的说，众先知实际上所说的到底是什么？
We have to ask, in reality, what is that all these prophets have said?
我们知道说，耶路撒冷的人和他们的官长，犹太人可以毫无困难的引用众先知书上的话。
We could say that all the residents and the rulers of Jerusalem would readily recite all the prophetic words.
甚至可以背诵众先知。
Even they could memorize all the words.
因为他们常常读，他们熟知那些的内容。
Because they often read the prophetic scriptures, so they were vested in them.
但是没有懂其中的含义。
However, they did not understand the meaning in them.
众先知说话里头那个意义。
And the very essence of all those prophetic utterances.
因此他们是停留在字句上。
Therefore, they stay at the state of literal words.
耳朵听见的声音。
They did hear the voice with their ears.
但是我们看见他们失落了。那个隐藏的那个声音。
However, they have lost the hidden voices.
因此呢，他们失去了众先知要传达给他们那个信息。
Therefore, they lost the very message that all the prophets tried to deliver.
因为众先知的题目只有一个。
Because the only theme of all the prophets is this one.
认识基督。
That is to know Christ.
那么我们要问说，为什么众先知的声音他们听不见？
Then we want to ask, why is it they could not hear the voices of the prophets?
为什么他们不能领会众先知的话？
Why is it they could not comprehend the words of the prophets?
我想早晨我们从两个点来略略的交通一下。
So very briefly, we would like to fellowship on this theme from two perspectives.
第一个点是他们不愿意接受十字架。
The first point is that they were not willing to accept the cross.
这个是一切问题的根源。
Because this is the very origin of all the problems.
他们不愿意接受，不愿意承认，不愿意相信。
They did not want to believe. They did not want to accept.
不愿意接受这位受苦的弥赛亚。
The suffering Christ, Messiah.
因为历世历代以来，弥赛亚是怎样的一位，要做什么？
Now, throughout all the generations, who is the Messiah, and what is that he wants to do?
以及弥赛亚降临的那个结果。
And the very outcome of Messiah's coming.
他们的胸中早有定见。
As to all these points, these people had already been very opinionated in their hearts.
他们的思想上已经固定了。
In their thoughts, they had already fixed their thinking.
所以，所有与他们的这个观念所相反的，他们没办法接受。
Therefore, they could not accept any notion, anything that contrary to their opinionated notions.
所以，一位受苦的弥赛亚就成为他们的半截的言语。
Therefore, the suffering Messiah has become the very source of their stumbling.
我们在以赛亚书五十三章一开头，那你就问说
，Isaiah 53, we read that.
我们所传的有谁信呢
？The prophet says, "Who has believed our report?"
然而，众先知要传的信息，一直要传的信息，就是这位受苦的弥赛亚。
But instead, the very message all the prophets try to deliver is this suffering Messiah.
保罗在加拉太书里面要对付的这些犹太教的那个势力，也是关于这方面的。
And in Galatians, the very power that Saul tried to deal with also centered on this very issue.
你记得在加拉太书快末了时候，保罗说到十字架讨厌的地方。
Now, at the very end of Galatians, you recall that the very offense of the cross.
因为对于这些信奉犹太教、想靠守律法称义的人来说
，to those who believe in Judaism to be justified by obeying the law.
所以保罗说，我若仍旧传隔离
，and Paul said, if I continue to preach circumcision,
为什么？遭受逼迫呢
？Why is it I am still persecuted？
我若仍旧传隔离，就是说我放弃传十字架。
If I continue to preach circumcision, that's another word as saying I give up preaching the cross.
那么难处逼迫就没有了。
If Paul did so, then all of Paul's problems and dilemmas would simply disappear.
所以我们看见十字架是一切难处的根源原因。
Therefore, we could say the cross actually is all the hardship of everything.
所以它令人讨厌。
It's offensive to people.
所以犹太人没有办法接受这位受苦的弥赛亚。
Therefore, Jews could not accept the suffering Messiah.
我想这个历史的回顾哈，不单单是我们这样读读就过去了。
Now, if we reflected on history, it should not be done in such a cavalier way. Just read it and forget about it.
圣经在这里说的当然不是仅仅是耶路撒冷人和他们的官长。
When the Bible speaks of the people in Jerusalem and their rulers, it does not limit itself to them only.
今天在末了的这个时代，在神百姓的当中，在教会中。
At the end time, among the children of God in God's churches,
我们有多少时候愿意传讲十字架信息
？How often are we willing to talk about this very message of the cross？
我们有多少的人愿意听十字架信息
？Also, how many people are willing to listen to this message？
福音
，The gospel，
今天真叫福音，中文的福啊。
The gospel is truly the gospel of blessing.
因为中国人这个福呢，就是平安。
And in Chinese, it aptly describes this gospel because it speaks of peace.
顺利成功。
Speaks of success, prosperity.
一切都很好。
Everything is wonderful.
相信以后呢， 你就一帆风顺。
After you believe in the gospel, in you will ace through everything.
很多时候我们听到的，甚至我们自己身上向人说的时候，我觉得很多话好像励志的那个话语，励志鼓励人呢、啊、要向上，鼓励人要做好。
And this gospel thing to us, it's just a gospel to encouraging people to do good. And this is when we talk about the gospel, a lot of time we think it's the same way also.
你这样走，你这样听，你可以是一个好人。
And we would say, if you listen to it in such a way, walk in such a way, then you will be a good person.
你会家庭和睦，工作顺利。
And there will be a harmonious family life and a wonderful smooth work.
但是很遗憾，这个不是受苦的弥赛亚的教训。
But it's quite a shame. This is really not the very message of the suffering Messiah.
这些不是十字架的道路。
Nor is it the way of the cross.
人要认识耶稣基督，只有一条路。
And there is only one way for man to know Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督他走过的这条路。
That is the very way that our Lord Jesus Christ once walked in it.
没有第二条路。
There is no other way.
所以保罗是最聪明的人。
Actually, Paul is the most intelligent person.
最有学问的人。
The most learning one.
他最后说。
In the end, he said.
他说我只知道耶稣基督钉他钉十字架。
All I know is Christ and Him crucified.
你知道保罗可以说很多的事情。
You know Paul could have said so many things.
他可以把整本圣经旧约圣经可以头头是道的说出来。
He could have spell out the whole Old Testament in such an orderly way and convincing way.
他自己过的是一个非常廉洁圣洁的生活。
He himself led a very austere and holy life.
但是他的结论是说，如今我活着不再是我乃是耶稣基督在我里面活着。
But his conclusion is this: It is no longer I who live, but Christ Jesus who lives in me.
保罗的生命、保罗的启示、保罗的经历里头说出一个真理。
In his life, in his experiences, in revelation, he made clear this very truth.
说出了、见证了福音的真谛是什么。
In testifying of the very essence of the gospel,
耶稣基督钉他钉十字架。
That is Christ and Him crucified.
尼哥底母来到主的面前。
When Nicodemus came before the Lord,
这个人非常的丰富。
And this was a rich one.
有学问。
He was learned.
有权势。
He was powerful.
也有一颗寻求的心。
He also had this heart to seek after God.
但是主对他说。
But,
你要重生。
The Lord said to him, "You have to be born again."
你要从母腹重生。
You have to be born again from your mother's womb.
你要倒空一切。
Empty everything.
把你的富足全部倒空。
Empty your riches.
你必须像个婴孩一样开始。
You have to start it as a babe.
你才能够进神的国。
Then could you possibly enter into the kingdom God?
你记得马太福音十九章那里。主对那个少年官，那个非常富裕的少年官也是这样。
Also, in Matthew 19, do you recall God, Christ said this to the rich young ruler?
他太丰富了。
Because he had all abundance.
他什么都有了。
Had everything.
但是他有一个爱慕的心，要寻求神的国。
He also had this longing heart to seek the kingdom God.
主只有一个回答对他。
And our Lord only had one answer to him.
还是这句话。
The same word.
你必须完全倒空你自己。
Totally empty yourself.
你所有的丰富，地上的、自己的，全部倒空。
All the earthly riches and abundance emptied it out.
所以他这个才少年官就忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他的产业很多。
Therefore, the young ruler left sorrowfully because he had many riches.
是的，今天你我身上太多的产业。
Indeed, you and me in us today we have so many possessions.
我们太多的积累。
And so much accumulation.
所以我们放不下去。
Therefore, we cannot let go of them.
当主说倒空的时候
When the Lord said empty it out
我们觉得很难
We feel this is so hard
很多人在地上都非常成功
So many people are very successful in this world
我想特别对婚姻朋友说你可能在地上你是百大的清华的台大的
I want to say this especially to our gospel friends. Maybe you graduated from the very best universities in China or Taiwan, Beijing or Taiwan University.
你可能是耶鲁的、哈佛的。
Or even you are the graduates from Yale or Harvard.
你觉得像我这样的人服侍主、信主以后
And you would feel that a person like me after I believe in the Lord and serve Him.
绝对是栋梁之材。
I must be the pillars of the church.
但是主对尼哥底母少年官怎么说
However, God said to Nicodemus and the young ruler,
倒空你的自己
Empty yourself.
我常在思想什么叫倒空啊
And I often think of this emptying.
当然我们承认倒空自己一辈子的事情
Of course, we have to admit that this process of emptying it lasts the whole life.
我想我们这个人呢真像一个里头真像一个充满了五颜六色的一个瓶子装满了五颜六色的水
We are just like a container with many kinds of various colors
如果这里头这个五颜六色人气里头的这些五彩斑斓的东西倒出去
And these dazzling colors represent our human nature in various shades of colors if they're not emptied.
就像今天早晨我们主日学读到拉班和雅各的故事。
Just as this morning in our Sunday class, we read about the story of Laban and Jacob.
你知道他们两个之间发生的故事充满了人性当中的多多少少的五彩斑斓。
You know, between these two, they represented the very colorful confrontation, wrestling between men.
多少的计谋，多少的诡诈，多少的谎言。
So much lying, craftiness, and scheme.
如果这些五彩缤纷的东西你不倒空，我在想，这个纯净的水加进去以后是什么样的样子？
I'm thinking if you do not empty this dazzling various colors in your bottle, then when you add pure water in it, what's going to happen?
如果我们有一点的保留
If we just have a tiny bit of reservation in us,
这个纯净的一个水进到里头是什么样的颜色
When the pure water comes in you, what kind of color is going to be turned into?
它还是有杂质的它是有各种各样的色彩在里头，对吗
？It will contain all kinds of mixture of dazzling colors.
所以我在说，在思想说，神要我们倒空是完完全全的。
Therefore, I believe that when God says to us to empty ourselves, it has to be done with abandon completely.
你没有办法保留一点你的好，不要讲坏了。
There is no way to reserve your good, not to mention the evil.
十字架上要做的就是完全的否定。
The thing that on the cross is meant to be accomplished is this complete denial.
神要在我们身上做的是革命性的，不是修正的，不是改良的。
What God wants to perform in us is revolutionary. It's not to correct, not to remedy.
这条路在你我在说是我们一生的道路
Let me say it again to you and me this way this process is a lifelong journey
如果我们没有倒空如果我们没有放下如果我们没有谦卑
If we do not empty ourselves do not let go of ourselves and do not become humble
我们跟耶路撒冷人跟同他们官长一样
Then we will be just like the residents and rulers of Jerusalem.
我们如何能听见神儿子的声音
How could we hear the voice of the Son of God?
我们如何能够认识基督
And then how could we come to know Jesus Christ?
我们如何能够侍奉他
Or how can we serve him?
好，第二个点我们来看
Now the second point is,
领会神的话，我们必须是圣灵的工作。
To comprehend God's word depends on the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们请读哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
三章。
Chapter 3, please.
哥林多后书第三章十四节。
3:14.
但他们的心刚硬，直到今日诵读旧约的时候，这帕子还没有绝弃，这帕子在基督里已经废去了。
But their minds were blinded, for until this day the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ.
然而直到今日，每逢诵读摩西书的时候，帕子还在他们心上。
But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart.
但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时出去了。
Therefore, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as the Spirit of the Lord.
耶路撒冷人和他们的官长每安息日听众先知的书。
The residents and rulers of Jerusalem would listen to the prophets on every Sabbath.
但是他们没有听见众先知的声音。
However, they did not listen to the voices of the prophets.
所以他们失去了神借着这些话要发出的声音。
Therefore, they have lost their voices which.Were uttered through these prophetic words.
和这些话藏在其中的那个生命的那个神的心意。
And also they lost the will of God hidden in these words as to God's life.
神的心意和这些话语本身是有天地之别的。
God's will and the literal words are totally different.As different as heaven from earth.
比方说，我们有一般人听了主的话。
For example, some of us have listened to God's word.
我们读了一篇，听了一篇信息，我们参加一次特会。
Or we listen to a message, or we have attended a special conference.
那么有人说，这个讲言这样这样讲。
And some people would say, this is what the speaker said.
他都记得很清楚了。
They remembered it so vividly.
而且他还可以重复。
Or they could even repeat what the speaker said.
第二种人呢，他说，嘿，这个话很新鲜，我从来没听过这么解释圣经。
And others would say, wow, these words were so fresh. I've never heard of messages like this.
他有一些领会。
And then they also had certain understanding of the message.
第三种人不单单听了信息，有新鲜的认识。
And the third group of people, not only did they listen to the message, having this refreshing messages.
而且这些的认识，这些的领会，在他身上产生了活的那个生命的价值。
But this understanding, comprehension produces living life in them.
我想我们这样说，可以见到说，这其中字句。跟灵之间的那个差别。
And from this example, we could see the distinction between the literal words and the spirit.
话语跟话语里面那个神圣的那个意义之间的那个差异。
And the distinction between the literal words and the meaning of the spirit.
天地之差。
It's a completely different contrast.
字句是死的。
Because the words are dead.
它没有办法产生果效。
They could not produce any impact.
生命灵是活的。
As to the spirit, He is living.
所以主说我的话就是灵，就是生命。
Therefore the Lord says, my word is life and spirit.
就这个生命是长久不衰，永远不衰。
Only this life abides forever, never fades away.
我想我们再花一点时间讲一下摩西，再几个例子，就是摩西的故事。
We would like to spend some time on the story of Moses as an example.
因为摩西的一生就是一个十字架的故事。
Because Moses' life represents the story of the cross.
我们时间关系，我们只略略的举三处的经文来作为略略代表摩西的三个四十年的这个道路的这个说明。
Because of the restraint of time, we will briefly mention some references representing the three stages of Moses' life.
第一个点在使徒行传七章二十二节那里，弟兄姊妹不翻也可以哈，我来读一下。
7:22。
使徒行传七章二十二节，他说，摩西学了埃及人的一切学问，说话行事都有才能。
You're welcome to look at the references, but allow me to read it. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds.
熟悉摩西故事的弟兄姊妹知道，这里是讲到摩西的前面的四十年。
Those of you who are familiar with the story of Moses understand that this verse refers to the first 40 years of Moses' life.
这里代表了摩西第一个四十年时候的那个生命的那个光景。
It represents the very state of Moses' first 40 years span of life.
是埃及人的一切学问。
That is, he has learned all the wisdom of Egyptians.
好，第二个点，我们看摩西第二个四十年的开之后。
Now, as to the second 40 year of Moses' life.
就是摩西八十岁的时候。
That is when he was 80 years old.
神要拣选他来去拯救以色列人。
When God chose him to deliver all the Israelites.
摩西怎么说呢？
What did Moses say?
出埃及记第三章。这一节那里摩西说
Exodus 3,
他说我是什么人竟能去见法老。
Who am I that I should go to see Pharaoh?
我是什么人竟然能去见法老。
Who am I to go to see Pharaoh?
你记得前世以前这个人是一个学遍了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能的人。
Now you recall, this is the one in his first 40 years has learned all the wisdom in Egypt, and he was mighty in deeds and words.
接下来他说，我数日不是能言的人，这第四章的时候啊。
And then in chapter 4, he said, in verse 4,
我数日不是能言的人。
I'm not a person who is smooth in words.
我本是拙口笨舌的。
I am slow in words and speeches.
我们看见这里，摩西在神的手中有了一个我们说革命性的改变。
So here we could see this revolutionary transformation. That happened to Moses.
一个曾经可以一拳把人打死，说话行事都有才能的人。
This is the same person who once killed a person just with one blow, and who was mighty in words and deeds.
今天他完全的倒空了自己。
But today, in the hand of God, he totally emptied himself.
他不是在神的面前说没问题。
He did not say no problem.
把以色列人带出埃及，这是我长久的梦想。
This is my always my ambition that I could deliver all the Israelites out of Egypt.
这是我年轻时候梦寐以求的理想。
This is just the very dream that I dreamed when I was young.
今天你使用我。感谢赞美主。
Today you're going to use me, praise and thank the Lord.
不是。
No.
我素日不是能言的。
I'm not smooth in speech and words.
我本是拙口笨舌。
I am slow in words and speeches.
不容易啊，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, this is not easy.
神今天就是在你我身上要做这件工作。
And this is the kind of work that God today wants to perform in you and in me.
我们每个人的大腿我都要被摸的。
And each one of us, the very socket of our leg would have to be touched by God.
早晚的事情。
It's just a matter of time.
啊，我自己觉得很遗憾。
I personally regretted it.
趁着年轻的时候应该多多学这个功课。
That when I was young, I should have made the best of all opportunity to learn this lesson.
对年轻弟兄姊妹说啊，没有别的路子。
So to the young brothers and sisters, I just want to say this to you, there's no other way.
你早一天的服下来。
The earlier that you submit yourself to him,
你早一天的与神真真正正扮一个角色。
The earlier that you would perform this transaction between you and God,
早早得着神的恩典。
Then the earlier you will receive his grace.
好，第三个四十，第三个四十年。
Okay, now the third 40 years of Moses' life.
在民数记
12
章第三节。
3.
这里我们弟兄姊妹都很熟悉。这里说摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
Now we know this verse all very well. Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth.
弟兄姊妹，你看见是三个世神。
So brother and sister, you see 40 years here.
这三个世神年在神的恩典中成就了一个器皿，一个荣耀的器皿。
In God's grace, through these 340 years, God has made ready a honorable vessel.
当中要像这个故事，摩西的一生要向我们传递什么？
Then what is that through these 340 years of Moses' life that we need to know?
我常常想摩西的故事，一生弟兄姊妹都很熟悉。
I often think of this that brothers and sisters you all know very well the Moses story.
年轻的弟兄姊妹，主日学从小就开始读了。
Our young brothers and sisters, probably ever since you were in children's Sunday school, you have been reading about this story.
但是这些熟悉的故事，这些熟悉的话语。
But with all these familiar stories and words,
我们听见它背后的那个声音。
Do we hear the voices behind all of them?
我们可以说诉说这个故事给人听。
We could recount the story to others.
我们可以解释得很清楚。
Or we could explain it so clearly.
但是我常常问自己。
But I often ask myself.
摩西一生的故事。
Moses' lifetime story.
神圣灵对我说了什么。
Through Moses' lifetime story, what does the Holy Spirit say to me?
神要借着摩西的一生向他的百姓传递什么样的信息？
What is the message that God wants to convey to his people through Moses' life?
如果我们说是的，是一个十字架的信息。
If we could say that, yes, this is the message of the cross.
那么我们要请问这个十字架的信息跟我有什么关系？
Then we want to ask this again, what is the relationship between the message of the cross and us?
所以我们再说，除着神的圣灵把他的话再次说到你头，听见这个声音。
So that we have to say it again, it is through the Holy Spirit who speaks the words into us.So we could hear the voice of God.
我们这个人才可以渐渐的、一步步的顺服神、跟随神。
It is only in such a way that step by step, gradually, we learn to obey Him.
我们才可能说跟随羔羊的脚中行，成为你我生活当中一些真实的故事。
It is only. in such a way that it is possible for us to follow the footsteps of a Lamb and make it our life story.
否则我们可以每周讲、每月讲、每年讲。
Otherwise, we could talk about things week after week, month after month, and year after year.
耳朵都听熟了。
And you know, we could be told about things, and they seem to talk our ears off.
但是背后神那个严肃的、神那个重大的、那个生命活泼的话语，我们听见没有？
But behind all this, that living, that somber, that great voice, have we heard of it?
我们在看到约翰在写约翰一书的时候
，And when Apostle John wrote the first John,
他在约翰一书第一章第一节，他这样说
，In First John 1:1,
他说，论到从起初原有的生命之道。
He said that which was from the beginning,
就是我们所听见
which we have heard,
所看见
which we have seen with our eyes,
亲眼看见
which we have looked upon,
亲手摸过的
and our hands have handled concerning the word of life.
到了第三节他说我们将所看见的所听见的传给你们。
In verse 3, it says that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you.
这里我们很清楚地读到说，这个生命之道是听见的，是看见的。
So apparently it tells us that this word of life is obtained through that we have seen, that we have heard.
到原同样在第二章二十四节那里。
Now the same epistle 2:14.
他对，他说到论到你们，这个你们呢，就是包括了小子、少年人。
Now as to you, that includes fathers, little ones, young men.
他说论到你们，务要将那从起初所听见的常存在心里。
You have to keep that you have heard in the beginning, let it abide in your heart.
若将起初的 所听的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里。
Verse 24. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also abide in the Son and in the Father.
二十七节弟兄姊妹熟悉的他说你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里
Now verse 27 a familiar verse But anointing which you have received from him abides in you
并不用人教训你们自由主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们这恩膏是真的不是假的
And you do not need that anyone teach you but as the same anointing teaches youconcerning all things, and it's true, and it's not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
你们要按照这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
Abide in the Lord according to the anointing.
所以我们要问说，我们怎样能够听见神儿子的声音？
So let's ask again, how can we hear the voice of the Son of God?
在我们聚会的当中
，in our meeting，
我们读经的生活里
，in our Bible studying life，
我们怎样能够听见神圣灵的声音
？How could we hear the voice of the Holy Spirit？
神的话清楚地给我们看见。
Here God's word explicitly shows us
恩膏的教训
，that the anointing，
圣灵微小的声音。
The small voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们真是求主怜悯我们在每一次的聚会，每一次读他的话的时候。
We really ask the Lord to be merciful to us. So every time when we gather together and study His words,
我们要爱慕、渴慕他的话，愿意求他把他的话赐给我们，听见他的声音。
That we long for, desire His words, that we could hear His voice through the words he's given to us.
听见恩膏的教训。
We could hear the anointing.
这本圣经是教训，充满了很多的话。
This Bible is a book of words with much teaching.
它是不可缺少的。
It's indispensable.
但是只有恩膏能够让教训成为生命的事。
But only the anointing could make all the teachings real.
你看见约翰在讲到教训的时候，恩膏的教训。
So you see, this is why Apostle John talked about the anointing.
因为唯有圣灵知道神的一切的原则。
Because only the Holy Spirit knows all the principles of God.
只有圣灵知道神的思想、神的心意。
And only the Holy Spirit knows God's thinking and His intent.
只有圣灵知道这每一件的事物要完满的符合神的心意的那条路。
Only the Holy Spirit knows the very way that would gratify God. To fulfill His will.
只有圣灵知道神在末世，在他教会中那个完满的、丰满的那个旨意。
Only the Holy Spirit knows this abundant, perfect purpose of God in His churches in the very end time.
所以神的儿女，侍奉神的人就必须活在恩膏的教训。
Therefore, God's children, all those who serve God, have to abide in the anointing.
必须活在那个膏油的涂抹的里头。
Abide in the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
换句话说，是神的灵在负责。
Now to put it in another word, it is God's Spirit who is in control.
只有恩膏能够让教训充满了生命活力。
Only through the Holy anointing.That all of God's teachings would become lively.
就恩膏能够让各样的事物那个活泼起来。
Only through the anointing that all things will be quickened.
耶路撒冷人和他们的官长多少年在那里虔诚的在那里敬拜侍奉。
So many years, the rulers and residents of Jerusalem so piously serve and to worship God.
但是圣经说，他们不认识基督，也不明白众先知的声音。
However, the Bible teaches that they do not know Christ nor the voices of the prophets.
我现在觉得说，《使徒行传》十三章二十七节这个教训，这个见解。
Now, I really feel that Acts 13, through its warning, through its teaching,
不但对着犹太人说,
that teaching speaks not only to Jews,
当然也是对着我们末世时代神的儿女,
but also to us, children of God, in this very end time.
我们真是要求神怜悯恩待我们,
we really ask God to command His mercy and grace.
让我们越过越多一点认识他。
In our midst, so that more and more, as we go on, we come to know him better.
那个路在哪里？
And where is the path to reach it?
我想我们略略提到这两点。
I believe it is through the points, two points which I just briefly mentioned.
十字架的道路。
That is the way of the cross.
恩膏的教训。
Also through the anointing.
圣灵绝对的掌权。
And the complete full sovereignty of the Holy Spirit in us.
圣灵在凡事上，我们听从圣灵的声音。
In all things, we should be submissive to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
当然，这些话是我们一生的学习。
Of course, all these words demand a lifelong learning.
我想，这是我们聚集的目的。
And I believe this is also the very purpose that's why we gather here.
这是我们读神的话的目的。
And the very purpose of ours is to study God's word.
我们要有一个愿意有个渴慕的心。
That we need to have this longing heart.
我们愿意放下自己所有的一切。
Willing to forego everything that we have.
倒空我们自己一切的知识、才干、学问。
Empty all our knowledge.Capabilities and all our talents.
好让神能够充满。
So that God could fill us.
诗歌唱到说道空好使你来充满。
In one of our hymn books, a hymn said that empty ourselves for you to fulfill.
唯有我们有这样的心愿，能够愿意跟随。
Only when we have this kind of desire to follow Him,
神就乐意把他的话说到我们里头。
Then God would be willing to speak His words to us.
神就乐意把他儿子启示到我们里头。
And it would please God to reveal His Son in us.
这样我们这个人可以住在恩膏的教训里头。
And in such a way that we could abide in His anointing.
让我们每一个人在神手中成为他可用的器皿。
And then let each one of us become the useful vessel in His hand.
让神的家，神的教会，真正在这里得到生命的建造。
So the house of God, the church, could be truly built up in life.
神的心意能够得到满足。
And then God's purpose will be satisfied.
神的荣耀能够得到彰显。
And His glory could be magnified here.
主的名能够被人高举。
And His name could be highly exalted.
好，我们低头祷告。
Your head bowed, please. Shall we have a word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
让我们每周、每月、每年这样的聚聚。
So week after week, month after month, year after year, we could gather like this.
是你恩待了我们，吸引我们的心来聚集在你脚前。
Truly, you have been gracious to us and drawn our hearts to be gathered at your feet.
我们感谢赞美你，不但让我们能够聚集，更让我们能够听见你向我们说话。
We thank you and praise you. Not only could we gather here, but also we could hear your voice.
因为你说，凡听见你的声音的，就活了。
Because you said those who hear the voice of the Son of God shall live.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us all.
求你的圣灵继续让你的话说到我们心中。
May your Holy Spirit continue to speak your word in us.
好像连日过去，我们里头，我们自己减少，主你在我们里头增加。
So as years go by, that we ourselves will be diminished and you increase.
感谢赞美荣耀归给主。
We praise and we thank you and give all the glory to you.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the name, precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.